看马太福音十三章四十七节到四十九节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 13.
马太福音十三章四十七节到四十九节。
Verse 44 to 47.
天国又好像撒网在海里，聚拢各样水族，网聚满了，人就拉上岸来，坐下捡好的收在器具里，将不好的丢去。世界的末了也要这样，天使要出来从一人中把恶人分别出来。这个比喻当中，让我们可以发现善恶混杂在一起。
From this parable taught by Jesus, we can see that there is mixing of this good and evil together.
那除了鱼以外呢？这些捕鱼的人。
And other than the fish that is in the net, the fisherman
也是良莠不齐的。
Has the mix of good and evil as well.
那么下午所要谈的两点就是有关鱼人本身跟他的渔具。
And this afternoon, I'm going to especially focus on the fishermen and the tool the fishermen use for their fishing.
有关渔夫呢，并不是单独一个人。
The fisherman would not go out to catch just by himself alone.
四八节提到人上岸呢，这个人就是属于多数的。
And in verse 48, the fisherman is plural.
也就是说呢，去捕鱼的人很多。
In other words, there are many of them go and fish.
大海里面的鱼很多，但是要捕鱼的人也是很多的。
There are many fishes in the ocean, and therefore there are many fishermen that need to come together to go catch the fish.
同样的，在教会里面工作的人也是很多的，不是单独一个人。
And this is the same in the church. There are many workers for the Lord. There's not only just one worker to serve the Lord.
要推广天国的福音，不是单独一个人就能够胜任的。
And in order to preach the gospel for the kingdom of God, one alone is not enough to do the work.
主耶稣很有能力，但是他需要拣选16个门徒来帮助他。
The same with the Lord Jesus. He himself has lots of power, but he needs to choose for himself the 12 disciples together to work with him.
初期教会成立以后，除了耶稣的门徒以外，又拣选了很多的门徒来当传道人。
After establishment of the church, the Lord Jesus has chosen disciples to be preachers.
当耶路撒冷教会受逼迫以后，很多信徒呢，就疏散到各乡镇去，这些信徒都成为传福音的人。
And when the church was being persecuted in Jerusalem, many of the members were being dispersed to many sides of the world to preach gospel.
所以渔人是很多的，不是单独一个。
So there are many fishermen, that's just not one.
请看耶利米书十六章十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 16, verse 16.
耶利米书十六章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 16, page 548.
耶和华说，我要招许多打鱼的，把以色列人打上来。
But now,
然后我要招许多打猎的，从各山上、各冈上、各石穴中猎取他们。这提到神有话说啊。
Here the Lord declares, and he has something to speak.
他要选召许多人来打鱼啊。
He said here, I will send for myself many fishermen.
那这些人被选召的都是属于渔人。
And those people who have been called by him are considered fishermen.
好像我们各位啊，我们多数的。
It's just like all of us here, we are considered the fishers of men.
所以神救赎的工作不是一个人来独揽的。
So the,
来独揽一切的。
The work of salvation doesn't just rest on one person alone.
是要大家同心协力来进行。
And it requires the effort of everyone together.
好像这些渔夫们啊。
It's just like these fishermen.
那么这些渔人呢，有时候分开去打鱼。
Sometimes the fishermen will each go out and go catch their own fish.
但有时候呢，他们忽然间又要招呼旁边的一艘船来帮忙。
Or sometimes they will call the neighboring boat to help them to fish.
这是很实际的事情。
And all these are very practical way of living.
那么要把福音的网撒出去呢，也是一样的。
And the same today for us to cast a net, to be fishers of men is the same.
随时随地都有需要互相来协助的。
At all time, we need the help of one another to help.
请看路加福音。
Let's turn to the book of Luke.
第五章第七节。
Chapter 5, verse 7.
路加福音第五章第七节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 7.
便招呼那株船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两株船，甚至船要沉下去。
Verse 7, so they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink.
彼得听从主耶稣的话下网打鱼啊。
Peter, according to the instruction of the Lord, he cast a net to catch the fish.
很意外的，这一网鱼相当多啊。
And out of the surprise that they were able to catch a lot of fish.
他那一条船呢，有困难。
And he has difficulty pulling up this net.
又招呼旁边的来帮忙。
So he signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them.
所以这些打鱼的同伴呢，就很高兴的去帮忙。
And their partners, they were filled with a lot of excitement, and they went ahead and helped Peter.
结果一个拖网的鱼啊，网住的鱼呢，两条船都装满了。
So in the end, both boats were so full of fish that they began to sink.
教会的工作从早期一直到现在都是一直的同心协力来进行的。
And the same with the church work today since the beginning until now, everybody works together.
像腓立比教会。
Hand in hand, just like the Philippi church.
刚开始鲁迪亚一家人来信。
In the beginning was the family of Lydia.
后来郡主一家人又来信。
And then later on, it was the jailers in the family that came to believe.
那这两家呢？互相协助。
And the two families, they started off helping each other.
在神的教会里面，他们做得非常高兴。
And within the household of God, they served with great joy.
那从起初建立教会一直到以后呢，规模很大的教会都一样的。
And this is the same as since beginning when they first started a church until later when the church grows bigger, they still continue to help one another and work hand in hand.
第一次去那边做开拓布道的保罗。
Apostle Paul, for example, when he first started his work,
他写信给这个腓立比的教会。
He wrote a letter to this church in Philippi.
他怎么说呢？
And what did he say in his letter?
可以给我们做参考。
And what he wrote in the letter is worthy for us for a reference.
腓立比书第一章第五节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
腓立比书第一章第五节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 5.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
Philippians chapter 5, 1 verse 5, because of the partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
从头一天啊，保罗去那边布道的那一天开始。
Here it says it's from the first day. That first day refers to the first day when Paul went to that church to preach.
一直到他写这一封信的时候，已经很多人信了。
And until the time when he wrote this letter, there were many believers already.
这种同心合意兴旺福音的气氛呢，在教会还是很浓厚的。
And the spirit of oneness spreading the gospel was still very rich at that time.
所以在里面的人呢，大家都很愉快的。
So everybody was filled with much joy in this church.
对现在、对未来都有很大的期望。
And whether it was for the present or the future, they were filled with much hope.
再看二十七节。
Verse 27.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我后来见你们或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的境况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立得稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
And verse 27 says, whatever happens, conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my presence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel.
有的教会刚开始需要依赖传道在那边来带领。
Some church, when they first started their work, they need preacher to go to that church to preach.
但是和你比较到这个地步的时候呢，传道已经没有那么多，所以他们呢也能够呢独立起来。
And of the Philippian church, until now, when they become more independent, they don't need they don't have enough preachers to go around, so they become able to serve themselves.
也不需要传道人经常在那边关怀带领啊，才能够兴旺福音啊。
And they were so independent that they don't need preachers to be there all the time to help them to prosper the gospel of Christ.
神的工人到别的地方，另外再去开辟福音的场地。
Because the workers of God will go to other places to start another ground of pioneering work.
所以注目传道比较不适合这种推广福音呐。
So the pastoral work of the preacher wouldn't be suitable to just stay put in one place. They need to go out and spread the gospel.
神的教会助力助养非常重要。
It is very important for a church to be self-sufficient and to be.
我们教会有联合总会，是一个联络机构，不是常驻机构。
We have our General Assembly, and this General Assembly is for us to coordinate our work with one another.
所以应该呢，所有的传道人啊，要到新的地方去开拓工作才对的。
And I feel that preachers should go to new places to prosper the gospel.
要长期每间教会注目有传道人，这个非常困难。
I think it's very difficult for a preacher to stay put 24 hours and many days in one church.
所以腓立比教会呢，主导保罗很安慰的，就是能够助力。
And this church, this Philippian church, brought a lot of comfort to Paul because he finds this church very independent, self-sufficient.
对未来呢，他们都能够齐心努力来进行。
And they have hope of this future because they can work together in oneness.
这个都可以给我们做参考。
And this spirit of one is worthy for us for a reference.
还有主耶稣讲这个比喻的时候。
And when the Lord Jesus, he talked about this parable of casting the net.
这些渔人到底是谁呢？圣经没有提到，没有提到他们的名字。
And who are these fishermen? The Bible never especially mentioned the names of these fishermen.
中文是用人，这个人也可以大部分用于多数的，单数也可以用，大部分用于多数的。
And in the writing, it should say men.Can be singular or plural.
有的呢，翻译本是只有写这个渔人是多数的渔人，有的是翻译为他们也是多数的。
And sometimes they will be referred as fishermen as in plural or they as in plural as well.
这个也就是说呢，推广天国的福音呢，不是个人英雄。
So this tells us very clearly when we not want to prosper the gospel of the Lord, it's not just one person that can do it all.
像保罗这种工人是非常伟大的。
And the example of Apostle Paul is a greatest example.
但是往往呢，在工作上呢，就把这个名字埋没起来。
But at a lot of time when he works for the Lord, he always keep his name on a very low profile.
用共同多数人的这种名声来传扬。
And he usually use we as plural.
但是还是有少数的人很容易呢来崇拜伟人呐。
But a lot of time there are a small minority that still put a lot of emphasis on hero worship.
因为伟人真的值得人去尊敬崇拜。
Because it's very natural for human to worship heroes.
但是在神的教会里面，最伟大的是神呐。
But we know that in the house of God, the one of the greatest hero is our God.
所以大多数的神的工人不愿意成为英雄。
And therefore, a lot of our workers in church, they don't want to be considered as hero.
都会隐藏自己呀。
And they all want to hide themselves.
不好意思宣扬自己。
And they don't want to spread their names.
也不敢这样。
And they do not want to do that, and they are afraid to do this.
但是很不幸，在教会还是有这种信徒。
But unfortunately, there are still some incident of such members today.
像哥林多教会。
For example, in the Church of Corinth.
啊，这就是保罗最担心的地方。
And this church has brought a lot of worry to Apostle Paul.
请看哥林多前书第三章第四节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3 to 4.
哥林多前书第三章第四节。
1 Corinthians chapter 3,
第三章第四节。
Verse 4.
有说我是属保罗的，有说我是属亚波罗的，这岂不是你们和世人一样吗？
Verse 4. For when one says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, are you not mere men?
再看第五节。
Verse 5.
亚波罗算什么？保罗算什么？无非是执事，照主所赐给他们个人的，引导你们相信。
What after all is Apollos and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task.
这是保罗写的书信。
This is a letter written by Apostle Paul.
他说我保罗算什么？
He said, who am I as Paul?
但实际上在信徒的心目中保罗非常伟大。
But in the heart of the members at that time, they considered Paul as one of the greatest disciples.
这就是神的工人应当有的。这种德性。
And this is the spirit worker of God should have.
如果这种德性缺乏的话，就不好。
If the workers of God has its lack of this kind of spirit, is undesirable.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻呢，就是在暗示呢，在比喻当中没有点出一个人出来。
And when The Lord Jesus teach about the parables of casting net. He just mentioned the fishermen, but he never mentioned the names of these fishermen.
所以这个比喻就不断地在提醒这些渔人呐、这些渔夫啊。
This parable is a continual reminder to all these fishermen that they should work together as one.
但是还是有少数啊不好的渔夫啊。
But they're also always a bad example.
他们捕鱼用不当的手段。
There are some fishermen that they use scrupulous means to fish.
有的呢，要一劳永逸抓很多的鱼，所以呢，就把这个毒药放在这个河里面。
And some fishermen they use scrupulous means in order to catch more fish. They would put some food into the water.
据说有一种树珠啊，这种珠呢放下去鱼会死，不会害人。
And there's a kind of food that they put into the water that will allow the fish to die, but it will not cause any harm to a human.
那毒鼠以后呢？这些渔夫啊，就去捞这些熟的鱼去卖给人吃，这个很不好的。
So it's not food, it's poison. And after when the fishermen are able to catch up all the fish, they will be able to sell them for a lot of money.
这是违法的。
So we know that this is a very illegal way of catching fish.
但是还是有少数的这种渔夫啊。
But there are still incidents of such fishermen.
所以渔夫们也是参差不齐。
So just among the fishermen, there are also bad and good fishermen.
不过好的占多数啊。
But of course, the good always outnumber the bad ones.
这种不好的渔夫很少。
And I don't think there are many of those bad fishermen out there.
有时候用那个电流啊。来电熟这个鱼啊。
And some fishermen even went further to use laser to shock the fish.
有的没有把它电熟，触电的时候鱼会晕过去，还会再醒过来。
And sometimes the fish will be shocked to death and may not die.
那它趁着鱼晕过去的时候就把它捞上来。
And when these fishes were shocked and it was at the time that it will catch all the fishes.
这也是用不法的手段。
So these are all examples of unscrupulous means to catch the fish.
有时候呢，反而会害自己啊。
And this can only cause harm to themselves.
因为电磁这个电流在水中非常危险的。
It's very dangerous to pass electricity into the water to shock the fishes.
所以推广福音呢？不正当的手段好像有效果，但是不好。
So it's the same today when we preach the gospel, we shouldn't use unscrupulous means to spread the gospel because it's undesirable and has bad consequences.
所以世界上有些 宗教的推广也有用不法手段来推广的。
And today in this world, there are also a lot of church, religious organizations that use very unscrupulous means to spread the gospel.
有的呢是要捞钱，不是要夺人的。
And some intention is not to be fish of men, but rather for their own personal profit.
所以好的渔夫呢不会耍这种不好的手段。
So a good fisherman will not use bad ways to catch fishes.
所以要在教会呢，用不好的手段当然不行。
And of course, in the house of God, we shouldn't use some bad ways to catch fishes.
这也是我们要防备的地方。
And this is something that we should prevent ourselves from doing.
每个人的恩赐不一样。
Today we all come to this world with different talents.
但是如果有少数的人要耍手段，这个是真神很不喜欢的。
But if there's a group of people that want to use bad ways to do things, then this is something that Lord is not pleased with.
所以主耶稣在世的时候啊，曾经为做少数的人啊，非常叹息啊。
And when the Lord Jesus was on earth, he always lamented over this group of people who use unscrupulous method in the church.
请看马太福音二十三章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 23.
十五节。
Verse 15.
马太福音二十三章十五节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 15.
你们做假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有灾祸，因为你们走遍海洋陆地，勾引一个人入教，既入了教，却使他做地狱诸族，比你们还加倍。主耶稣在这边呢、提醒当犹太社会有这种文士跟法利赛人呢、
Here, the Lord Jesus has warned to his people that there were teachers of the law and Pharisees.
这些人在当时的社会上，在宗教的团体上很受人尊敬。
And these people who are the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, they hold high status in the religious community at that time.
因为他们外表的手段做得非常漂亮。
They use very scrupulous method, but in a very beautiful way that disguise what they did.
但是主耶稣看出他们的内心不好。
But the Lord Jesus knows their bad intention.
所以有人去加入这个宗教团体啊，不是要上天堂，是下地狱的。
So when the moment they're being converted, their destination is not the heavenly kingdom, but to hell.
所以当年呢，这种渔夫啊就很不好。
So if they were such fishermen, that is very undesirable.
我们教会是神的教会。
Today we must remember this house is the house of God.
我们都是听从主耶稣的话。
And that we come here, we all listen to our Lord Jesus.
都认为自己很笨。
And we may think that we are very foolish.
那这样才有依靠神的心呐。
Then only this way, then we have this heart to rely upon our Lord.
当然我们教会里面聪明人也是很多、
Of course, in our church, we also have very smart members.
但是呢，大多数都不敢自认为自己很聪明。
But I'm sure most of us here wouldn't think ourselves as smart.
好像当时的这个渔夫彼得啊。
It's just like at that time, the fisherman Peter.
他是有经验的一个渔夫啊。
He is a very experienced fisherman.
当主耶稣对他讲话的时候呢
，And when the Lord Jesus spoke to him，
他非常尊重主耶稣的话。
He has great respect to his instruction。
请看路加福音第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke chapter 5, page 728。
路加福音第五章第五节。
Luke chapter 5, verse 5。
西门说：“夫主，我整夜劳力，并没有打着什么，但依从你的话，我就下网。”
Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you said so, I will let down the nets.
内行人讲内行话。
The master speaks the word of a master.
捕鱼方面，主耶稣是外行的。
The Lord Jesus, he's not very experienced in fishing.
但是他有神的权柄跟能力。
But he has this power of the of God.
所以彼得听完他讲道理以后
，And after when Peter heard his sermon，
他说：“主啊，我这个老经验啊，整夜劳力没有得到什么。
”He said to the Lord, Master, I've worked hard whole night and haven't caught anything。
但是我现在一从你的话，我就下网打鱼啊。
But because you say so, I'll let down the nets right now.
一从主耶稣的话。
He said here, because you say so.
这是彼得刚认识耶稣的时候。
And this is the time when Peter just got to know Jesus.
但是彼得已经认识耶稣很久，跟从耶稣好几年以后。
And after when Peter has known the Lord for many years and followed him,
他这种观念没有改变。
This kind of concept, he still haven't changed.
请看约翰福音二十一章。
Let's turn the book of John, chapter 21.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音二十一章第六节。
John, chapter 21, verse 6.
耶稣说，你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来，因为鱼甚多。这是主耶稣被钉十字架以后，三天以后主耶稣复活了。
And this incident happened when after the Lord Jesus, he appeared again to the disciple after his resurrection 3 days later.
因为他被钉十字架，恶势力很大。
And after his crucifixion, there were a lot of evil power out there.
这些门徒看到眼前的情势不妙，有的人又回去当渔夫啊。
And the disciple, the apostle at the time, because of the evil power out there, they went back to fish.
但是很可怜，都没有捕到鱼啊。
And after when they went back to their former profession, it was very pitiful that they still could not catch any fish.
主耶稣非常关怀他们往后的日子。
And the Lord has a lot of sympathy regarding their livelihood.
就来到海边了，向他们显现。
So he came, and stood on the shore and appeared before his disciple.
然后告诉他们。
And then he said to them,
要把渔网撒到右边了，船的右边。
He said, throw your net on the right side of the boat.
那一撒下去就网住很多的鱼啊。
And the moment when they let down their net, they were able to catch a large number of fish.
这是因为听从耶稣的话。
And this is because Peter, he listened to what Jesus said.
更重要，要有主耶稣的保守。
And what's more important is because of the providence and protection of the Lord.
请看十一节。
Verse 11.
西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然这样多，网却没有破。这一网鱼呢，有153条。
Here in verse 11 it says that this casting of the net, they were able to catch a full of large fish, 153 of them.
这是大鱼，不是小鱼啊。
It was a net full of large fish, not little fishes.
所以这个大拖网呢，差一点点呐、就破了。
And this net was so heavy that almost torn apart.
鱼虽然多，网没有破。
Even though they have lots of fish, and the net was not broken.
这是主耶稣的保守。
And this is the protection of the Lord Jesus at that time.
所以神的保守很重要。
So in every day of our life, the protection of God is very important.
有的赚都很多，但是破洞也很大。
Some people may make a lot of money, but they may also lose a lot of money.
右边进来，左边出去。
They may earn a lot of money in one pocket and lose the money in the left pocket.
徒劳无功啊。
And all this effort can be in vain.
收入多，开销也多。
Some have a great income, but also great expenditure.
这种不划算。
So this is not worthy.
所以在神的工作上一直需要神的保守啊。
So in our work, we need to continue protection of our God.
我们个人也是一样。
And this is the same with each of us in our lives every day.
无论做什么，神的保守很重要。
Whatever we do, the protection of God is very important.
那有关这种圣经这种记录很多啊。
And there are many record of these examples in the Bible.
都可以给我们做参考。
For us to reference.
请看诗篇127篇第一节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
127篇第一节。
127.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Verse 1.
若不是耶和华建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力， 若不是耶和华看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Here in verse 1 it says, Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stood guard in vain.
这是智慧王所罗门的一首诗啊。
And this song is written by a very wise king, Solomon.
他不敢自作聪明啊。
He never go ahead and do things according to his own wisdom.
他说如果不是神在建造，不是神啊在保守啊。
And he know very well that unless the Lord that builds the house, and he's the one who oversees everything,
多坚固的城墙都没有用。
And no matter how strong this wall is, it's useless.
所以神的保守非常重要。
So he knows very well that the protection of God is very important.
那我们在信仰的这一条道路上也需要主耶稣的保守。
The same in our walk of faith, we need the protection of our Lord Jesus at all time.
在这一条道路上呢，不要被滑倒啊。
And we should not slip and fall on walking this road.
有时候我们所经过的人生道路非常滑。
And sometimes this path that we take on in our life can be very slippery.
这边的罪恶的引诱，那边的罪恶的引诱。
There's temptation. Jesus is the one that protects us and holds us.
我们就不会滑倒。
And we will not fall.
请看犹大书二十四节。
Let's turn the book of Jude, verse.
犹大书二十四节。
The book of Jude, verse 24.
启示录的前面犹大书。
Verse 24.The book of Jude before the book of Revelation.
那能保守你们不输脚，叫你们无瑕无处，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前的，我们的救主独一的神。
To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his gracious presence without fault and with great joy, to is the only God.
所以渔夫需要神的保守。
So the fishermen they need the protection of God at all times.
每个信徒需要神的保守。
And the same with all of us here. Remember, we need protection of God.
才不会在天国的道路上滑倒。
Lest we slip and fall on this path of salvations.
一直走到终点，能够欢欢喜喜让主耶稣来迎接我们。
And then we can able to walk to our destinations, our Lord, to welcome us with great joy.
再来要谈这个渔夫的渔具啊，工具啊。
Next, I'm going to talk about the tool used by the fisherman.
就是网啊。
And that's the net.
渔网呢，啊，经常要保养。
They have to continue to maintain their net.
捕鱼以后呢，啊，白天啊，要放在晒阳太阳底下来晒。
After fishing, the very next day in the morning, they need to let out their net to dry out in the sun.
晒网的工作呢，不能缺少。
And this process of drying their net is very important.
请看以西结书四十七章第十节。
Let's turn the book of Ezekiel 47.
以西结书四十七章第十节。
Verse 10, page 623. Ezekiel chapter 47, verse 10.
必有渔夫站在河边，从稳居底直到文以国年都做塞王之次，那一过从其列，好像大海的鱼甚多。这里有提到渔夫在河边塞王啊。
Here it talks about the fishermen. They stood along the shore and they were drying their net in the sun.
从一个地方连到另外一个地方啊，这个非常大。
So we can see how big this net.Is it spreads from Engedi to Engedi?
因为这种大拖网啊很长啊，所以要占这个场地很大。
And because this net is very big, that's why it spreads on this on from all the way from Engedi to Engedi.
所以渔网呢要跟经常跟太阳光有接触才可以。
So this net is very important to be dried in the sun, has contact with the sun.
因为太阳呢能够杀菌。
Because the sun rays able to kill all the bacteria.
因为呢，太阳能够使这些渔网呢不会烂掉。
And make this net stronger, so this net will not rot.
请看马拉基书。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi.
第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
马拉基书第四章第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
马太福音的前面马拉基
The last book of Old Testament Chapter 4 verse 2
第二节，但向你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如见驴的回堵。太阳呢，有这个医治的功能。
So here we can see that the sunlight is very helpful.
所以人需要接触阳光。
And it's very important that men need to go out to the sun.
那渔夫呢，为了要使他的渔网能够呢耐用，也是要接触阳光。
And the same for the fishermen, not for their nets to be of high endurance, they need to let out their net in the sun.
公义的太阳是因为呢，它普照大地啊。
The sun of righteousness is a sun that will rise up and heal and spread out the land.
无论好人坏人，照样照。
And whether it's good or evil men, the sun will shine on them all.
善恶混杂在一起，它还是照样照。
And disregard the mixing of the good and evil, the sun will continue to shine.
这是神的爱。
This is the love of God.
那太阳呢，就是主的天上的神。
The sun refers to our God in heaven.
请看马太福音。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
五章四十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 45.
马太福音五章四十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 45.
这样就可以做你们天父的儿子，因为他叫日头照好人也照坏人，降雨给义人也给不义的人。
That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends out rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
神好像太阳。
So our God is like the sun.
虽然世人善恶混杂在一起。
Even in this world, there will be good and evil men mixing together.
他照样有公义的一面。
This God has this side of righteousness.
因为希望这些坏人也会变好人。
Because he has hope that this evil one will turn to be good.
希望这些不义的人也能够渐渐成为义。
And he hoped that also the unrighteous will become righteous.
再看诗篇。
Let's turn back to the book of Psalms again.
八十四篇十一节。
Chapter 84, verse 11.
诗篇八十四篇十一节。
Page 421, Psalms 84, verse 11.
因为耶和华神是柱头，是盾牌，要塑造恩惠和荣耀。他未尝留下一样好处，不给那些行动正直的人。神就是太阳。
So our Lord God is a sun.
也是盾牌。
And also a shield.
可以防身啊，安全啊。
He can protect our body.
他要塑造恩惠和荣耀。
And he will bestow favor and honor.
让你享用不尽啊。
And that you who walk with him will be lack of nothing.
天父真神好像一个慈爱的父亲。
And our Heavenly Father is likened to a loving father.
他不会把一样的好处留下来单独享用。
He will not keep himself any good things.
他要把一切的恩惠给这些行动正直的人。
And rather he will withhold nothing but bestow all of them to those who walk with him.
愿大家都能够做一个优良的渔夫啊。
And he has a hope that everyone can be the fine fisherman.
所以我们呢，要常常跟主耶稣有接触啊。
So today, as members and his children, we must have continual contact with Lord Jesus.
要怎样跟主耶稣接触啊
？How do we have this contact with him?
真诚的心啊，很重
要。We must come before him with a very sincere heart.
请看马太福音十五章。
Let's turn the book of Matthew chapter 15.
第八节第九节。
Verse 8 and 9.
马太福音十五章第八节第九节。
Matthew chapter 15 verse 8-9.
这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然的。主耶稣在这边叹息说
Here the Lord Jesus, he lament and sighs, saying,
神的百姓很多人只有用嘴唇来尊敬神啊。
He said, these people honor me only with their lips.
这些听得见的声音啊，真的让他很失望。
And all those lip service disappoint him a great deal.
就是声音很甜，但是心里呢就很不好。
Their words is full of sweetness, but their heart are far from him.
将人的吩咐当为道理呀。
They disregard his teaching, but regard the teaching of man as rules.
不是神的吩咐。
They were not teaching by God, but by man.
所以当时的犹太社会这种中热心崇拜神的仪式很多啊。
So during that period of time, there were many traditions followed by the Jews to worship God.
但是呢，天上的神非常失望，因为说拜他也是枉然的。
But their tradition worship caused a lot of disappointment in the Father in heaven because they're worshiping him in vain.
所以主耶稣曾经对撒玛利亚夫人说啊。时候到啊，你拜神不需要去圣殿，不需要到山上去。
And that's why the Lord Jesus once said to this woman from Samaria, "The time will come; you don't need to go to the mountain or the temple to pray."
你就在你的本城、你的地方，用你的心灵跟诚实来拜神。
All you need to do is to pray in your own town with your heart of sincerity.
所以要渐渐达到这种情形。
So that we must continue to strive to the stage where we can worship God in spirit and truth.
神是无所不在的。
Our God is omnipresent.
所以我们用心灵跟诚实拜他，这个很重要。
So therefore, we need to worship Him in spirit and truth.
再来呢，渔夫啊，不只要使渔网跟太阳接触啊，还要呢，就是要渔网有破的要去补啊。
So not only this net needs to be spread out in the sun to have contact with the sun ray, it also needs to be mended if there's any broken holes.
破洞要去补起来。
And they need to mend the hole in the net.
这并不是说教会有缺点。
And it doesn't mean that I'm saying that there are lots of holes in this church.
是因为呢，啊，在这个圈子里面呢，就是。良莠不齐啊。
But we know it's inevitable that in this church there's a mix of good and evil.
良的要去补那些不好的。
The good has to go and fix the bad.
要补破洞。
And fix the hole.
我们请看诗篇106篇23节。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇23节。
Psalms 106, verse 23, page 431.
23节，所以他说要灭绝他们，若非有他所拣选的摩西站在当中，原文叫做破口，使他的愤怒转消，恐怕他就灭绝他们。以色列民族是神所选召的选民。
Here in verse 23, as we know that the Israelites, they were the chosen people of God.
他们称为是分别为圣的选民。
They will call this chosen one set apart from the rest of the world.
大前提是这么称号。
They will consider as a consecrated one.
实际上呢，善恶混杂在那里面。
In actual fact, within this consecrated group, there were the mix of good and evil.
有时候呢，不好的占多数啊。
Sometimes the bad stands on this vast majority.
所以神看来很伤心，说要把这个民族灭掉。
So God was very sorrowful, and He wanted to destroy them all.
但是呢，有一个优良的仆人，就是摩西。
However, at that time there was one very fine servant, and his name is Moses.
他站在这个破口当中啊。
He stood on this hole.
堵在那边呢、啊。
He stood in the breach before God.
神的愤怒来到这里啊，摩西堵在那边、啊。
And when the wrath of God came upon that breach, he stood right there.
神的愤怒呢，不好意思再冲过去啊。
And he doesn't dare to cross the wrath of God.
所以这些百姓都很平安。
And because he stood there, the people were able to enjoy the peace.
这个摩西不是有能力。
It's not that this Moses is very powerful.
这个摩西就是谦卑有爱心。
Moses, he's very humble and he's filled with great love.
他就是在那边祷告。
All he did at the time was that he prayed.
好了，神的，你的愤怒
愤怒先攻击我啊。
He knew that the wrath of God is coming upon this people, but at that point he says, "Come upon me."
神不好意思啊，因为摩西是一个很好的人啊。
And God, he couldn't let Moses down because he is a great person.
因为摩西这个人站在那边代祷啊。
It is because Moses, he stood before God and prayed to him.
救了好几十万的百姓。
He was able to save tens of thousands of his chosen ones.
你看他多伟大。
So we can see how great this Moses is.
请看阿摩书书第九章。
Let's turn the book Amos.
十一节。
Amos chapter 9.
阿摩书书第九章十一节
Amos chapter 9 verse 11 page 652、
啊、这种中文圣经是一千零八十页、哦、
page 652 Amos chapter 9
一千零八十页第九章十一节
verse 11
到那时我必建立大卫倒塌的帐幕堵住其中的破口把那破坏的建立起来，重新修造，像古时一样。
In that day, I'll restore David's fallen tent. I'll repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be.
神的帐幕，神的殿也有破口啊。
We know that the tent of God, temple of God, there are also broken places.
就破口要把它堵住啊。
And we should go ahead and repair its broken places.
所以以往有破口。要把它补好。
So if the net is there's broken places in the net, we need to go and fix it.
我们再看以西结书二十二章三十节。
Let's turn the book of Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 31.
以西结书二十二章三十节。
Chapter 22, page 602.
我在他们三十节。
Verse 30.
我在他们中间寻找人重修墙檐在我面前为这个国站在破口防堵使我不灭绝这国却找不到一个人
So I look for a man among them who will build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I will not have to destroy it but I found none
要做堵破口的伟大英雄无名英雄啊真的不容易、啊、
It is not easy to be a great man to be able to go up and fix the wall the broken wall
神一直找找不到有一个人啊
And God has been looking for one such man but he found none
以色列民出埃及啊好几十万的这些人口、啊、只有摩西一个人能够堵破口啊就救了全民了
And of the 10,000 of Israelites who were walking the wilderness, there's only one man, that's Moses himself, that's able to fix this hole.
所以在教会只有这种人只有一个就很宝贵
And the same within our church, if there's just one such soul, it would be very precious.
如果呢堵破口的人很多、啊、这个教会一定是幸福的教会。
And if there are many such people that's able to fix all this gap and all holes in the church, then this church will be a very blessed one.
有的人看他都没有来教会、啊、但是他呢代祷的工作下很大的功夫。
And sometimes you may not see a person coming to church a lot, but that person may have this great power of intercession.
有的人在活动的场合很少出现，但他带到的工作呢，做了很多。
Some people may not be very visible and active in the church, but behind the work, he was silently praying.
这叫做无名英雄。
And so these are the people who are great heroes behind the scene.
请看以赛亚书五十九章。
Let's turn the book of Isaiah.
十六节。
Isaiah chapter 19 verse 16.
以赛亚书五十九章十六节
Chapter 19 verse 16 Page 496
他见无人拯救无人代求甚为诧异就用自己的棒背实行拯救以公义扶持自己神在天上看无人代求啊
When the Lord God in heaven see that there's no one on earth praying,
他觉得很奇怪。
And he finds this very strange.
这些呢，代求的人到哪里去啊？
Where are all these people for the work of intercession?
不是没有。
It's not that there is none.
有的人代求不是真诚的代求啊。
Some people are praying for others, but they may not have this whole heart of interceding.
那这种不够真诚的代求，声音再大也没有用。
So if you did not pray with your whole heart and out of sincerity, no matter how hard you pray and how loud your voice is of prayer.
所以一个家庭里面主要有一个这种代求的人，这个家庭就有幸福。
It is in vain. So within the family, if there's this person who's able to pray for the rest of the member, then this family is very blessed.
约伯有十个儿女啊。
We know that Job has 10 children.
约伯每天啊为儿女代祷。
And Job himself, every day, he makes sacrifices and pray for his children.
所以他的儿女真的有福气。
And that's why all his children are very blessed.
有这种父亲天天为他们代祷。
Because they all have this father who pray for them all the time.
主耶稣有十二个门徒。
The Lord Jesus has 12 disciples.
常常在重要的的时候呢，他们很软弱，不要祷告。
And often in critical time, these disciples they were very weak and they did not pray.
但是主耶稣就是为门徒代祷。
However, the Lord Jesus, he continued on praying for them.
其中有一个叫彼得啊。
And among the disciples, there was one of them called Peter.
孰好孰坏。
And his faith is sometimes up and down.
很容易感情冲动。
Because he's a very emotional man.
一下子要跟主耶稣同属啊。
His faith was not very stable.
一下子又逃之夭夭啊。
And sometimes,On one hand, he wanted to die for the Lord, and on the other hand, he ran away.
这种大好大不好的人很容易失败。
And a person with such extreme emotion is very easy to fall.
主耶稣告诉他。
And the Lord Jesus said to him,
撒旦啊，要把你放在一个地方，把你塞出去啊。
That Satan will sift you out there.
但是耶稣告诉他，我已经为你代求。
But I already have prayed for you.
所以这种补网的工作很重要。
So this kind of work to mend the net is very important.
才能够呢使全体啊得到安全呐、啊。
And only by doing so, when you can go and mend the net, then you can allow this whole community to be safe.
所以主耶稣讲这个比喻啊，真的非常好啊。
And I think it's a very good parable that the Lord Jesus has left behind for us to teach us.
那这个